Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Here we are over here, Bill Barty,
Christopher Lawing.
We got buttons popping all over the place. That was your 5 a.m. wake-up call. The Carolina Outdoors, starting off a Saturday via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT. But also, we always need to say, in this 21st century mode of communication, this program is available around the world via podcast and subscribers. How do you do it besides the WBT way? You can head over to jessebrowns.com, punch in on podcast. We have all segments for this week and prior weeks available for your listening pleasure. They are available 365 days a year around the world, except for North Korea and parts of China. I'm Bill Barty, Don Yeager on assignment. I love to say it because I think that means he's gone fishing.
Catching fish.
Or maybe it's spring break.
I guess he could be on spring break. Do you give spring break?
I don't know, but people take spring break.
That's true. People do take spring break.
And so many times we say, spring break, I'm not in school. Why does that matter to me? Well, spring break and summer break does dictate to the rest of us. You don't have to be a student or a parent of a student. You could be a grandparent, aunt, uncle. You could have no relatives whatsoever in school, but it still kind of changes the X's and O's of our week and weeks. So anyway, Don Yeager's on assignment.
On spring break. On assignment.
Which is probably spring break. Christopher Lawing is the voice over there. Hey, Outdoor Guy, it's good to have you.
Hey, thank you, Outdoor Guy. This is awesome.
Christopher Lawing's just finished up. Jesse Brown's had a pop-up shop at 221 South Tryon Street for the past 2 weeks. And we hate to look back, but because we always like to look forward here on the Carolina Outdoors. But let's just take a moment to look back. That place was opened up as a part of service and convenience through the Jesse Brown's brand. How did it go over there?
It went very well, and it was so fun to meet a lot of the people that work downtown, whether it's in a big office building or a low brick rise or something like that. But people coming in who fish or who have other outdoor passions that we were able to, I guess I want to say satisfy their need, but also, you know, they're now interested in coming back to learn a little bit more. So whether that's take a trip with us or to maybe go out and be inspired by some trips that some of the employees have taken or friends of ours have taken. So got a lot of great exposure. It was fun to be there and to meet people, to see some familiar faces and some new ones.
Well, one of the things that really came about per what you just said, and also the service and convenience part that is ongoing, is we have the fly reel service that is still occurring down at South Park and will continue at Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. So if you have gone through that box that's been sitting to the side, you bought a fly reel last year or 2 years ago or 4 years ago or even before that, but you're ready for a little bit of spring fly fishing, or maybe you have a summer trip, a destination trip, and you need to get that fly reel cleaned up, checked out. The crowd over at Jesse Brown's is doing that. Now, we were delivering to the Uptown shop, but now you can just come over to South Park. You need to leave it because it takes, depending on what is happening with that reel, it takes a little bit of day of cleaning. It is gone through. Also, the fly line is conditioned, cleaned, lubed, if it's in good condition. If it's not in good condition, that is noted for your decision if you want a new fly line put on there. Backing, all the knots are checked out to make sure that they will hold when you catch that record fish, whatever species you may be pursued of. So anyway, Jesse Brown's, the fly reel service, ongoing. It's $25. Just contact us at Jesse Brown's Outdoors, and we will get your fly reel up and operating for 2018's enjoyment on streams, rivers, lakes, and the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you mentioned travel there at the Uptown Shop. That's been one of the things. A lot of advice has been given, how to pack, what to take, what not to take, and where to go. And that's going to continue as well. Even today, later on another segment, we're going to have Megan Riley on from Big Fat World Tours. She's done over 50 countries and is titled The Head Wanderer. So she's going to talk to us a little bit about what they do at Big Fat World Tours. But I'll tease it up just a little bit. They do trips, and they do a Jesse Brown's trip. One of them's to Portugal in September. So September 23 through the 30th, we'll talk a little bit about going to Portugal, because that's not a place you hear often of people traveling to. Also, she's going to be on hand April 7th from 12 to 3 at Jesse Brown's to answer questions about that trip and others. You don't have to sign up to go on a trip to come visit. She'll be providing face-to-face advice through the Jesse Brown service desk. Again, 12 to 3. That's a Saturday, April 7th.
So that'll be fun. I look forward to hearing from the head wanderer. Where I need to wander.
Exactly. And why there? And is it safe?
Yes,
that's
Portugal.
A big question. Is it safe? And the quick answer is yes.
These
places have been vetted beforehand so that safety is taken into consideration before a destination is chosen. Hey, and it's all about adventure. Speaking of adventure, one of the greatest outlets of education and adventure is through the North Carolina Outward Bound School. And in the Linville Gorge Wilderness of North Carolina is nestled this school that's been there for over 50 years, helping young people as individuals join into a crew for 8 days to 30-day course, where they not only work on individual skills, leadership, but also teamwork and how to work together with other teammates. And we're going to talk to Amos Beeson about the North Carolina Outward Bound School and all of the good things that they've had going on there for 50 years plus, and maybe what's upcoming in the future. And lastly, I love shining a light on things going on in our community and talent going on in our community, and one of which is Brian Hester. He is a local artist and sculptor who's taking part in a Coffee and Thompson art gallery event called The Art of Fly Fishing and Other Gentlemanly Indulgences, featuring works by Brian Hester, Jack Whitaker, another artist, and Andy Thomas. All of that's Saturday, April 14th from 11 to 3 at the Coffee and Thompson Gallery. Brian Hester, the artist, is going to come on and share what he knows about art, sculpting, and painting.
Hear how he does it.
We're going to hear how he expresses himself through his art and then some. We're glad you're expressing us with your ears to the Carolina outdoors. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more after this.